Right. Let's move forward now. And technology news. Fevzi Turkalp, the gadget detective, is with us. Let's start with this. Airline passengers in the European Union, EU, will soon be able to use their phones to full effect in the sky. The European Commission has ruled that airlines can provide 5G technology on board planes alongside slower mobile data. This could mean flyers will no longer be required to put their phones on airplane mode. This is all very interesting. Fevzi, how are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, Fevzi. This is all very interesting, this thing about phones, because weren't we told, especially around the time of 9/11, that it was very, very important that you kept, under all circumstances, your phone off in the plane when you fly, because if you put your phone on, it could interfere with the navigational systems of the plane. Seemingly not, by the looks of this.
Yeah, it's funny. When they're able to make money out of it, suddenly it's not a safety issue anymore. It does make me smile because most of us on Earth are not able to get a decent 5G service at the moment. Even people living in large cities are still largely reliant on 4G. So it's kind of amusing that people in airplanes will apparently have 5G. With regard to the safety issue, I think that the line is it's probably not an issue. And sort of the devil lies in the detail of the word probably. One would hope that, you know, because mobile phone technology has been around for a long time, one would hope by the selection of the right frequencies, and the European Commission has chosen frequencies that they believe can be safe, and more modern planes being better shielded, electromagnetically shielded, that it should be safe. And let's be honest, a lot of people don't put their devices into airplane mode when they fly anyway, and you know, planes are not known to be falling out of the sky for that particular reason.
So we're going to herald a whole new era when you can just use your phone in the sky.
Yeah. I mean, there have been data services already, but they've been kind of slow because they've relied upon an uplink to a satellite. So very expensive and slow. This way should be much faster. A rather dark thing did occur to me as well, because, of course, you know, with the ability to stream video and so forth, that, you know, what are now people's sort of final words on aircraft when they know the plane is going down can now be video calls. And I don't know that that's necessarily a good thing either.
Oh, boy, I hadn't thought about that.
It's a sort of dark thought that occurred to me.
It's perfectly legitimate, but my goodness me, I think we'd have to do some controlling of those feeds from aircraft, wouldn't we? One quick story that I'm sure you're aware of. The BBC's been reporting extensively on this for the last couple of weeks. San Francisco was planning to authorise police to use robots equipped with lethal weapons. And now they seem to have backtracked on that. Very much a first. Civil liberties groups and others were very much against this whole idea of giving robots lethal force. What do you make of this? Is this a sign of the future, perhaps they've stepped away from, or what?
So San Francisco's backed away from it because of a pushback from human rights groups. But it's not a first. Texas used armed robotics back in 2016. I think it's inevitable. I think the key question is whether the machine is permitted to make the kill decision. So it's one thing sending a robot with a gun, but someone remotely controlling that robot, or drone, more likely. But it's another thing if the drone or robot is allowed to acquire the target, identify it, and terminate it itself. You know,
if it makes that decision for itself, then, you know, we know, don't we? And that's why the civil rights groups are as concerned as they seem to be. We know that it's unlikely that any system that you deploy will get that right 100% of the time.
No, and the worry is that if we allow sort of killing, you know, vicariously, as it were, that it may be easier for the police and other entities to kill, because it's more like their distance from it. It's more like a video game. And also death by cop becomes a thing of the past, becomes death by robot, and then you don't get police officers held accountable.
What kind of a world are we moving into? Fevzi Turkalp, thank you very much indeed. If people want to hear your work, I know that they can use the Gadget Detective podcast, search that out online, and also you can contact Fevzi via the Gadget Detective, his website. Fevzi, thank you for that. All right.